Welcome to Good Natured, a podcast about optimism and the great outdoors. I'm Kat Bolas, and here with me today is Haley O'Brien. We've switched seats.
That's right.
And you are going to find out soon why we've switched seats. But first, we're going to talk about running.
That's right.
Yes. So for me, I have like a love-hate relationship with running. Like, I hate it, but I want to be good at it. And last year, running became a huge part of my life when my boyfriend decided to run the Steamtown Marathon, which is kind of what we're going to talk about today. I was riding my bike alongside him on long runs. We were kind of scheduling our life around runs, and he ended up completing it in October, and it was very exciting. I feel like I cried when he crossed the finish line. But Haley, what's your relationship with running?
Well, I'm not a marathon runner. Mm-hmm. I do love running. For many years, it was really just the only thing I could do because I'm not very athletic. I played tennis. That was kind of my sport growing up. Really, I'm clumsy. I was afraid of the ball hitting me, but tennis was something I could do. So really, my love for running came in my late 20s, recovering from an injury, which was about 2 years ago. And so I had to learn how to train. And I had to learn how to, get fit when I couldn't even run half a mile or a mile. And so that's a really tricky place to be. But yes. But being able to do that training got me to actually love the sport and get to a place where I could actually get myself better. So that's my first kind of athletic achievement.
Yeah, I struggle with running that like half mile, full mile. I like feel like I should be able to do it. And then I get really mad when I'm like gassed close to a mile. It's so I kind of like give up sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
And I know with running, it's about perseverance. And it's about like you have to keep going back and training and you have to keep trying to hit that half mile, that mile. So you did a story about running.
That's right. I wanted to look more into it. As you said, consistency is really important. But the reason why is because they're seeing an increase in registers for the October marathon in 2026. And so, you know, this marathon has been going on for almost 30 years. Running has been around for centuries. I wanted to talk to some runners and see, you know, why are we seeing this trend? Is marathon running becoming more popular? Is running in general becoming more popular? And so I was able to talk to a number of people who have their own running stories. It's always interesting to hear how people got into running, when they got into running. The first person we're going to hear from, he got into running later in life in his 60s.
Oh, wow. All right, so let's listen to that story now from Haley.
Every runner has a story. Kevin Harding's began when he was 62.
I started running when I was 62.
Oh, wow.
And my first race was at 70 at the Pits and Tomato Festival. Took me like 8 years to get in shape.
He ran his very first race in 2025 at the Pits and Tomato Festival, and he won.
The first race I ever ran in my life, I won it. I was, my head was like this. I couldn't get in the car. I was walking like this. I was going, whoa.
While not every runner has a win like that at their first race, they all have a victory of their own. Harding signed up for a spring trail run last month hosted by the Wyoming Valley Striders. The challenging 5.3-mile course guides runners up and down steep hiking trails at Francis Slocum State Park. The Wyoming Valley Striders is a Luzerne County running group that has been around for 50 years. Linda Weiner Krisnavage is the race director.
We don't want people to think you have to be a member of the Wyoming Valley Striders to run in our races. You do not. The added benefit of becoming a member is getting our newsletter. We have a discount for our bigger races, as well as store discounts at Valley Running and Scranton Running.
Scranton Running in Lackawanna County and Valley Running in Luzerne County serve as running hubs for northeastern Pennsylvania. There are weekly group runs at Valley Running Company every Wednesday at 6, and the Barrier Breakers training programs prepare runners for specific races happening locally throughout the year. Melody Ammenhauser started training with the group 2 years ago. Her goal was to run a fast 5K after her first go at the 3.1 mile race was difficult.
I did that thinking that a 5K would be super easy, and it wasn't. So my goal was a good 5K. That's when I Googled running clubs in Scranton and saw the barrier breakers. And I showed up and I didn't know anybody.
She completed her first half marathon in April of this year, and now she plans to start training for the Steamtown Marathon. Samantha Conway also plans to run the Scranton Marathon in October. Running coaches guide them during training sessions.
They're always with us in all of our runs, always encouraging us, always giving us advice on like breathing, making sure we're drinking enough water, making sure that we're accountable and sticking to our pace and completing our workouts. And they're always there cheering us on. Everyone's always telling each other, good job. Like, it's a really nice community.
Dan Schreffler is a coach.
The Breaker program helped me come back from some issues I had with cancer. And last year, I actually had an opportunity to run a marathon all because of this group. It was tremendous. 61 ran a marathon.
The 2026 Steamtown Marathon is October 11th.
My goal with the marathon, honestly, is to finish it. And I know that this group is going to take me there and take me across the finish line.
I'm Haley O'Brien, WVIA News.
Those were some pretty interesting people that you interviewed.
Yes, so people of all ages, all different lifestyles, you know, even a person who had cancer, that was what he had come back from. For me, it was just a small leg injury that, you know, made me get back into running. So it was really great to talk to people about why they love it.
So it's not just the Steamtown Marathon in October. There's lots of runs in our region. What did you find out?
Yeah, and I think NEPA is a great place to be a runner. There are so many runs going on, especially this time of year. Every weekend you can find a 5K. I did some trail races, which have been interesting. They're not for the weak. I did one at Francis Slocum in May, but it was a lot of fun. That was a little over 5 miles. So there are a lot of different lengths you can find, too. One that's really popular in this area is the Wyoming Valley Run. That's 10 miles from Pittston to Wilkes-Barre. And that's popular, I guess, because it's flat. We do have a lot of hills and mountains in this area, but it's nice to have a flat run. It's a little bit of a break.
Yes. I know that the Steamtown Marathon is downhill for a lot of it, but then there's kind of some sneaky hills in there. I remember Matt saying that he was gassed by the time he got to some of those hills. But one of the things that he said about the marathon, which I always thought was really interesting, was like the community that comes out alongside the road. There's like you have your names on your you know shirt or your pants or whatever. So people were seeing that it said Matthew and they were cheering for him. And there's Gatorade and there's water. And the one stop we were at, there was Krispy Kreme donuts. You know, if you needed to get your sugar up. So, do you find that running, you know, kind of becomes a community effort even from the people who aren't running?
You know, for me, it's been a very much a solo sport. I'm not someone who runs in a group, but I do love races. And then there you're surrounded by people who live that lifestyle. And it's great to connect with people because everybody has their own way of fueling up, you know, sugaring up during a run and everything like that. For me, it was a lot of just research. I read a lot of articles and listen to podcasts. And so that's how I learned about running. And getting into racing has gotten me to connect with those people more. But yeah, the crowds at those races are a lot of fun. People you don't know just cheering for you when you cross the finish. I've gone to races where nobody's there at the finish line. You know, my family's not there, but all the people there, you know, you cheer with them. Yeah. Like, woo, thanks, guys. You know, it's a group effort. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems very optimistic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Haley, you have one more thing to leave us with today.
That's right.
And we're going to kind of talk about why I'm sitting here today instead of you sitting here. So what can you tell us?
Well, the reason is that this is my last good-natured podcast. I'm leaving WVIA for a new job in Harrisburg. The good news is I will still be in the public media family, and I'll be still here in Pennsylvania. And so our listeners will still be able to hear my stories from you know, time to time. So that's the good news. And now Kat is the host of the Good Natured Podcast.
Yay!
Yay!
Haley, congratulations on the new position. And, you know, I've enjoyed our conversations here. So maybe someday we'll get you back with a Harrisburg story.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Best of luck to you, Kat.
Thanks. We'll be back with Don Jacobs. And we're back with Don Jacobs from Discover NEPA, and we're going to talk about a couple things, but firstly, Steamtown.
Did you get caught up in the madness of the big boy?
I did. I very much got caught up
both
in the madness.
Personally and professionally?
Personally and professionally.
See, I didn't get it, right? I didn't get it. I mean, I didn't fight the crowds or anything, but man, on social media, how many pictures of big boy can you see?
And videos.
And the guy standing on the Nicholson Viaduct on top of the train. I mean, people just really got into it. And Steamtown itself is packed.
So Saturday I watched it go behind my house, which was very cool to see it like moving and so close to you. But then Monday I went down for work, and I have I've seen Scranton like that on one occasion.
Right.
The St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
People in the streets, except the difference was they didn't have the traffic blocked off.
They didn't.
Yeah. So we finally got into the park, and the park was just full of big boy enthusiasts, train enthusiasts.
And they tried to do it with tickets.
Yes.
Right? And it worked, sort of, back and forth worked. And they really expected to break records. Like, the record of Steamtown was when it opened, the official opening day, 30,000 people or something, right?
Yeah.
And I know that this month is going to be total saturation until that thing moves, right?
Right, right.
Oh, my goodness. And it's not only that. So I had a chance to spend some time with Jeremy Comas, the superintendent, and he said to me, he said, we have so much to celebrate, right? We had this, the big boy. There's four celebrations going on right now at Steamtown.
So we have four anniversaries here at Steamtown. So we are celebrating in 2026, the 40th anniversary of Steamtown's enabling legislation. So the legislation by Congress, which created the Steamtown National Historic Site. We are celebrating the 110th birthday of the National Park Service. We are also celebrating 200 years of railroading in America, which began with the Gravity Railroad. And then finally, we're celebrating the 250th anniversary of the United States.
Break out the birthday cakes, buddy.
Absolutely. It's going to be a big party all year long.
So July 4th.
Right. How about it?
The semi-quincentennial.
I couldn't say that right for about the fifth time that I said it.
You have to keep saying it over and over and over again.
It is exciting. I don't care what town you live in. I don't care what celebration you're going to. 250 years. You know, I'm up there in age. I'm not going to see this again. We're not going to have another celebration like this. My kids maybe will see the 300th. Right? Or my grandkids. So it's an exciting time in NEPA. Of course, that's not the only thing going on, right? They're having a bunch of exciting times going down the Susquehanna River on kayaks, right? They had River Fest this past weekend, Wyoming Valley River Fest. Do you like kayaking?
I actually love kayaking. So I moved home from Philadelphia, where I went to college, in like 2011. And I was kind of like bored.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I was waitressing. And one of my friends is like, want to go kayaking. So him and my other friend, the three of us went kayaking from Falls to Pittston down the Susquehanna
River.
Beautiful
trip. I've done it a dozen times.
It's a wonderful trip. And then the next week, I was buying a kayak.
You got bit real big time.
So we've done that float a bunch. And then I've done a lot of state park floats.
Yeah.
And like, I kind of just like to paddle out into the middle of a lake and just lay there.
Yeah, I get it. And I don't have room for a kayak.
Yeah.
So I just call my buddy Art Kuba from Susquehanna Kayak and Canoe. And I said, I want to go from Tinkanic to here, from here to here, whatever. They'll take you up there, pick you up when you're done, or drop you off when you're done. So there's no reason to be sitting home, right? You also have Five Mountain in Shikshini, right? Mm-hmm. Brian Swingle will take care of you. So you just don't sit home. Find something to go and do. And of course, if you want to know anything about all the guides and everything, Discover NEPA's got a great rundowns on the fishing guides and just the outfitters, and of course the state parks to hike. And how about we met about like 10 days ago in Schuylkill County. And one of the reasons we did that is a friend of Discover NEPA and a lot of people, Hunter Lacomas, started in March a trip to do the entire Appalachian Trail. What an incredible guy. So when we met him, he was 1,250 miles into a 2,200 mile hike.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, was he inspiring or what?
He was great. I dabbled with the idea of through hiking the Appalachian Trail once in my life. I don't know if I'll ever get to do it. I've done section hikes like here and there, but everyone I've talked to who has either been halfway, you know, through hiking or has done the trip in its entirety feels like reconnected to humanity.
Yeah.
And like reconnected to like their hometown or their and themselves. It's like people really come off the trail like totally inspired. And
yeah.
When we met him, he was just turned 30. He was home. He's a Luzerne County native, so he was home to celebrate his birthday.
Just for a week.
Just
and
then
for
got
a back on the trail.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. We kind of sent him on his way.
We did.
As he was walking away, I felt bad. I was like, bye, Hunter.
I wish I brought a candy bar for you or some kind of protein snack, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We walked up with nothing.
Right.
But the guy's prepared.
Yeah.
Right? We
he
did
is
a story
prepared.
With him for Discover NEPA before he actually started his trip. And I asked him, rank yourself. On a one to five being the best, how prepared were you? He said a 4.
Oh, wow.
He said, I think I did pretty good.
Yeah.
He said, the very beginning, it was cold, 20 degrees, and I wish I had warmer clothes, but then you don't pack that because
mm-hmm.
you got to carry it.
Right.
So you have to worry about
yeah.
that stuff. But he's going to end up he will make it. I know he's going to make it.
I think so,
at the
too.
End of August, he will finish in Maine, and then we're definitely going to meet him again and say, any regrets, any lessons you could teach the
yeah.
people that may want to do it?
The one thing that was kind of interesting, I think you had already got pulled away at this point, but he was getting back on the trail, and there was another guy, and he's like, hey, are you through hiking? And the guy's like, yeah. And Hunter says, hi, I'm Goat.
Oh yeah,
because that's his trail name,
right?
Because you know, when you're on the Appalachian Trail, you tend to get a trail name,
and so, that stands for, I thought it was greatest of all time.
No,
and he started laughing.
Goat.
Yeah, it's a mountain goat.
Yeah,
that's his thing. He's a mountain goat
because he was able to kind of scale the mountains, and he credits that to you know, hiking in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And he was really inspiring, and he was just so like happy and optimistic.
He was not a beaten man at all.
No.
And maybe that was the week of rejuvenation that he had.
Right.
But he was not a beaten man. He was excited, and he looked at it like this: I'm more than halfway through.
Yeah.
Just only by 100 miles,
yeah.
but I'm more than halfway through.
Yeah.
So he is going to finish it. He's going to do it in May. And I have a story posting, and you actually wrote a story.
Yeah.
We've got a bunch of blogs on him because
mm-hmm.
every month he sent us photos and updates. It's interesting to know what he went through as we were sitting on our couch, you know,
yes.
watching whatever we wanted, eating
yeah,
any
yeah.
snack that we wanted.
Yeah.
So I sat there and I admired him for
yeah.
even just making it this far, but he will get to the end. I'm really convinced of that.
One of the things I was laughing about is he kept mentioning his mom,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, you know, he was saying like he has a cell phone, he's able to charge it, he's able to keep it. He's like,
and he's
I'm
got
able...
that satellite binger,
yes.
right, where it actually goes up and tells everybody walk by walk, step by
yeah.
step, where he is.
And he's like, I'm able to keep in touch with my mom.
I
thought that was like so sweet because
yeah.
I'm sure she's proud of him, but also worried.
Yeah, and so was his girlfriend
yeah.
and all of his friends and stuff like that. You know, and if anything, take an inspiration. You don't
yeah.
have to walk 2,200 miles.
Mm-mm.
You need to get on a local trail, whether it's a county park or it's a state forest, and just get out and enjoy nature. Don't beat yourself up.
Mm-mm.
Make sure you bring enough water and you wear the right shoes and go and have fun in the outdoors.
Yeah.
Definitely time to do that right now.
Well, Don, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
As always.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's great talking
yeah,
with you. I look forward to our next
too.
One.
Me
I
too.
Do.
Thanks for listening this month to Good Natured. I'm Kat Bolas.